We've begun listening to first readings for the daily masses of this week in ordinary time from the book of Genesis, and listening to God choosing and calling Abram to leave his home country and go where God directs him. And the church is offering this to us so that we understand better why in our prayer we refer to Abraham as our father in faith. If we listen carefully, Abraham becomes a model for us of not only what true faith is, but having that kind of faith brings with it a certain requirement. And the requirement isn't just in my mind or saying with my words, yes, I believe there is a God, or I believe in God. That's the first step. The requirement that faith brings with it is that we actually then live what we say we believe, and that shouldn't be anything new to any of us. Over and over in his public life, Jesus taught that, and taught it using parables. He taught it without using parables. We've just listened to that kind of teaching again in today's gospel, but as a help to us, the church offers us again the person of Abraham as a good example, one we can imitate, of faith leading to trusting in God's will. And if I'm sincere in wanting to do God's will, as Abraham certainly was, that faith which leads to trust, then leads to obedience to God, doing what God shows us we are to do.